Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're continuing with Blanche Larrabee's trip to California. On September 17, she wrote, "We crossed over the line into California. We saw a house and haystack down a little ways and made for them. As luck would have it, no one was there, so we just went down by the haystack and made ourselves at home. We were going to have blackbird pie for supper, but the water in the lake wasn't good, and we only have a little to drink. So we fried them. Rather a dry supper, but they tasted good. Mrs. B and the boys made the beds up on top of the haystack. Next morning, we had the finest bed last night of any. After we got all packed up, Agnes and I went down and dug a sack of potatoes, just helped ourselves without permission. Then on September 24, the roads were awful bad and full of rocks and up a mountain for 12 miles. We unhitched our own teams and fed them. Old Prowad put his head way down when I put the nose bag on him. He seems to know that I can't reach high. Prowad fell down twice coming down the mountain, but was up in a second. We stopped at a house and got peaches and apples. On Friday the 26th, the pigs were so bad that we could hardly sleep, eat, or feed the horses. One of us had to keep driving them off all the time. On the 27th, Redding is a horrid town, and the red dust is terrible to get out of your clothes and off your shoes. The wind and dirt the next day was so bad, our beds and we were just covered. The roads were so good that we trotted all the way. Prowad got so scared at the train, I could hardly hold him, and he ran way down in the ditch. On the 29th, there are lots of girls packing peaches at a ranch close to us. We came on farther to another town, crossed the bridge, railroad, and wagon too. I was scared, and so was Prowad, for fear a train would run over us. We camped way down the hill, under the bridge on the Sacramento River. Agnes thinks it is great fun to tear my dresses off of me when they get nearly ready to drop off, so she has that job tonight. On the 30th, we stopped at one place where no one lived and helped ourselves to figs, almonds, and peaches. The fruit of California. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.